This is Cook County School News. Hi, this is Kate Borud. I'm the school nurse at ISD 166. It's immunization time. There's a new requirement of meningococcal vaccination for students 7 through 12. And if your student has not had that immunization yet, you'll be getting a letter in the mail. And there is a clinic that is taking place on Wednesday, September 17th. A nurse from Sawtooth Mountain Clinic will be coming here to give shots from 9 to 11. So if you get a letter in the mail, please make sure that we have that permission slip signed before the 17th. They cannot get the shot without a signed parental permission. This immunization is designed to prevent a bacterial meningitis, which is infection of the covering of the brain and the spinal cord. If you do get a letter in the mail, it's important that the permission slip be signed and back to us before the 17th, because there's no immunization that will be administered without a parental permission slip. If you have any questions about this at all, you can call me at the school. My number is 387-2271, and my extension is 116. 387-2271, extension 116. There's also a Facebook page, and that if you look that up at Cook County ISD 166 Health Service, there's information on there about this as well. We are now started the third week of school, and with the mixing of germs, there are a number of students that have been becoming ill and coming down to the health service office. Some exclusion guidelines that I go by in the event that your child is ill at school: I'll be measuring their temperature, and if they have a fever of 100 degrees or more, they'll have to go home. Their temperature has to stay down for 24 hours without the use of fever reducers. If they have had vomiting or diarrhea within the past 24 hours, if they have a rash that is an unknown, we do need that checked out by a physician before sending your student back to school. So in review, if your child is just not feeling well and does feel warm in the morning, they're coughing a lot, they've got vomiting or diarrhea, it's a good idea just to keep them at home and recuperate, because the chance of transmitting that illness onto other students impacts the whole classroom. And I do understand the inconvenience of getting a call from me, but the best place for kids to recuperate is at home. I'd also like to remind you to pay attention to your emergency contact information. It's necessary that we know how to get a hold of you in the event of an emergency or an illness. So please pay attention to those telephone numbers and whether or not certain people are still desired to be emergency contacts. Again, my name is Kay Borud. I'm the school nurse at ISD 166. And if you have any questions about any health-related item, please feel free to call me at 387-2271, extension 116. Thank you for listening to Cook County School News.